The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind.
Answer me, baby, come on.
Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind.
Francis Albert Sinatra, there's the man right there.
The autumn wind.
Ah, I tell you what. This to me, one of the greatest vocal performances of all time. Right there. Forgive me for talking over it. We have news to get into, but always love to start the hour with something great from Frank Sinatra. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Just a beautiful vocal performance. That, and there's another one he did that was Moonlight in Vermont that he did. I'll have to play that for you. But, you know, I could do like hours about Mr. Sinatra, you know. But it is going to be hot today, and you got the summer wind coming through. I love it. I love that it's hot. Yesterday, I took the day. I finally said I'm going to relax a little bit. Been running around. Been doing, trying to do the property, right? I got a brand new flag. I posted that this morning. Brand new Annan flag, made in America. Thank you very much. And so I was excited about that. And I'm out there, but most of my property, it got kind of really destroyed from that storm last week. It came through. The driveway is up. It's just ripped completely up. And then I'm walking the property, taking pictures. They said, take pictures for your insurance companies. I'm walking around my property. This is my day yesterday. Saying, I got to go to the insurance company so they could say what they're not going to pay for, right? And just trying to fix up the property, you know? But I was emboldened over the weekend because I always try to stay at least positive on the program. You know, we appreciate you listening. There's so much negativity. Everything starts negative. Everything. On every news outlet everywhere. It's negativity. And it's just like, I don't know, like a mindset of the news media, I guess. You know, it's that voice that is like in desperation. 5 million are infected with the virus. And we're supposed to go, oh my God, we're all dying. We better stop. We better not vote for the president because there's 5 million. Please. I look at stats. I said, let me sit down at the computer for 2 minutes. But after I hiked around my property, finding all the trees and all the torn up property and everything. And I'm seeing like the flu. There's like 56 million people get affected with the flu. They don't all die. You know, listen, it was a bad flu season. If you get 60,000 to die from the flu, which is good. And that's probably what this Wuhan virus, that's how many people the Wuhan virus, but you will see. Someone will have the courage Someone will have the wherewithal. Someone would have the conscience to investigate exactly how many real deaths, probable deaths, at least probable, to be even more gracious, allowing the word probable deaths of COVID-19. Because it's probably twice of what it is, I'm thinking. And also, then I looked about, they say about like over 300,000 people a year die of drowning. So what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to stop every body of water, cordon off. You tell the governors that. You give the governors that statistic by their standards and by the data that they're going by to shut down businesses and to shut down society, then you should shut down all bodies of water with those stats. Am I right or wrong? There should be a yellow police line saying you can't go through. And if you go to put your foot in the water, stop, you're going to drown. That's what they're doing with this. They don't try to maintain. They don't try to contain it. That's the word I'm looking for. They don't try to contain the virus. Contain the virus. You know, if they've got medicine out there that marginally works, and I said this once and I've said it before, and forgive me for repeating myself, but I feel like you have to say it over and over again for like people to understand it, who just are so hell bent on being negative and saying everything is bad. If you're in a battle, right? You're in a battle, and then and you're out of ammunition. And you're getting assaulted by something. In this case, it's this Wuhan virus that apparently keeps coming back. Don't you go in the arsenal and get what you have and use what you have? Or do you just say, no, we're going to stop fighting. We're going to just stop fighting and shut everything down. No, you go into your arsenal and you use whatever you have. You grasp and you fight. And if there's medicine out there, don't you have to use that against the virus? We're going to wait. We're going to stay put, and we're going to wait till we have a vaccine. And the vaccine may not even work. And when the vaccine works, by Dr. Fauci's estimation, it's only going to help 30%, 40%. They still don't have a vaccine for AIDS, don't forget. Oh, they're just trying to just upset us. They're trying to just do anything that's negative. And then this, when you have Congress, you have the Senate and you have the House constantly fighting. Nobody can. These people who have been in office 40 years, they could care less about you and I. Once they go in to the bubble of the Beltway in Washington, they lose their soul. I think you have to check your soul in before you go into Washington, D.C., they don't care. They get paid. They're being paid. These politicians are being paid through the pandemic. How is that happening? Why won't one politician step up and say, I don't think we should be paid. I think you should suspend our 401k. I think we should cut back on our staff. I think we should cut back on all the government workers. The government's not doing anything anyway. They're fighting. There's not make. And then, lo and behold, President Trump comes out with executive orders over the weekend. And I got to tell you, I'm telling you as an objective American, and I understand the criticisms. Believe me, I do. But I have to tell you, I so welcome what the president did. It was so gutsy to do what he did. And don't tell me it's illegal. Don't tell me it's wrong. You know what? Stop complaining and show me an alternative. Step up and show me an alternative. If you're going to call a constitutional slop on the Republican side and Nancy Pelosi is going to quote her Republican counterparts, then you people down there who have been there 40 years, you show me an alternative. There is none. They have no answers for anything. The violence in Chicago won't stop. Lori Lightfoot should be fired. What is that woman doing as mayor of Chicago, Illinois? She goes in, there's dozens of people shot over the weekend, three killed, and yet they're rioting on the Miracle Mile, attacking all the high-end stores. For what reason? Because of, I guess, a police officer another police officer shot somebody who was committing a crime? You think? They always say, well, what the police officer, what was that guy doing for the police officer to chase it? Maybe the guy was committing a crime. And they don't get mad if there's black on black crime. No one says anything about it. And the news media lets it go. They let it go. Oh, I tell you what, God bless the president for doing what he did. I'm sorry. I mean, I shouldn't even apologize, but you know what? The people are so deranged with hate. You know, and they felt the same way about Ronald Reagan. Trust me. You know what they said? Ronald Reagan was smoother than any president. cooler than any president Ronald Reagan was. He really was. He was genius as in his approach, as in his execution as president of the United States. But they attacked him just the way they're attacking President Trump. They went after him. They just can't. It's the other side. And you know what? They went after Bill Clinton in many ways as well. The Republicans did that. So there's always going to be the fight. So I appreciate a rogue president. This president is a rogue president. It's why I voted for him, to upset, to do exactly what he did yesterday. That's why I voted for President Trump. I'm telling, and you know, you could disagree and call me and tell me, you know, you think I'm wrong. But he signed, the president signed his moratorium that mandates renewed weekly unemployment benefits, reduced from 600 to 400. But he left it open for negotiation. Don't forget, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said, okay, we're here and we could talk about this. He could, the president couldn't have been more, amicable in this. The states will be asked to cover 25% of the cost. And then this, there's a deferral of the payroll tax. This is huge. This is huge. Can he legally do it? He can legally do it. You know, one of the president's, the COVID-related orders reduces the 7.65% Social Security and Medicare payroll tax to boost take-home paychecks until the end of the year. Now, the president said this will affect paychecks from August 1st until the end of the year. And he's going to make some of this permanent if he's reelected. And you know what? Is he playing politics with that? Sure. And you know what? Good for him. Why not? Why not? Deferral of student loans. Do you hear what I'm telling you? How huge is this? He let borrowers with federally held student loans to continue to have the option to defer payments with no penalty. This is a Republican president, quote unquote, who did this. And I don't know that Mitch McConnell and the Senate would have gone along with this. I don't know. I don't trust the Republicans. I don't trust the Democrats. This is a rogue president, that what he did yesterday, and you have to appreciate it. Also this, you know, are you worried about being evicted? About the guy? Because I'm telling you what, between you and I, I'm paying stuff in New York because it's college related, and I'm paying, and people aren't staying. I'm paying for buildings that people aren't even staying in because I guess I'm supposed to. But now, are those landlords, are they getting some federal help? I don't know. But you know what? Yeah, I got to tell you something. The president now says he's going to extend the freeze on evictions. And I love that he cares enough about regular people. There's a freeze on eviction. The only executive order that will extend the freeze on evictions. I'm telling you, millions of Americans are having difficulty making rent or mortgage payments. More than 12 million renters living in federally subsidized apartments or units with federally backed mortgages lost that safety net when the federal eviction moratorium expired on July 25th. The president fixed that. The president took care of that. That's a blue-collar move right there. And you got to applaud that. You have to appreciate that. In the name of goodness gracious, this is monumental what happened yesterday. And I'm tired of the news getting, before the president even signed it, when he sat down, they were criticizing the president because he only used one pen. I swear to God, somebody said that. They said, oh, he only used one pen. Some snarky little reporter. And then he opens it up to questions. And there's like a rat. You know Shark Week? It's not on Discovery. It was at Bedminster, New Jersey this weekend. And it was the press. Did you see? They're like rabid sharks. They can't wait. They just went against it. Rather than saying, wow, Mr. President, how did you go up against your own party? This was very courageous, Mr. President, that you care enough about not evicting people. They could care less. They got to stop. And then they start with, oh, he used one pen. You're not going to win with them. It's always going to be negative. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to tell you what's good for the country. What the president did yesterday was monumental and epic. Hey, let me take a break and talk to our friend Kevin McCullough. Kevin, you know, is on at 5 o'clock. He's the afternoon personality, as it were, and a very, very bright man when it comes to politics. Hey, Kevin, good morning. How you doing, my brother?
Good morning, Joseph. You are, as always, making New York's mornings more bearable in this awful time. Thank you for your work.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah, how you doing? This is pretty wild. Very positive day. Good news all around,
hey,
Kevin.
I had to say, when you were talking about what good news it is, amen and amen, as I'm sitting here driving to the store to pick up some groceries this morning. And what the people don't understand is when Pelosi and gang went on the Sunday shows yesterday to say that it was, taking people's Social Security away and all the rest of this, that is so far beyond the bounds of fact. And what is actually going to happen is you're going to have an immediate stimulus that hits not just the workers that are going to be able to go ahead and get the unemployment for the rest of the year or for the amount of time needed, but you're going to have, with this payroll furlough of the payroll tax, you're going to have an incentive for employers to continue to hire people through the seasonal jobs that may not have been there if we if everything else had gone south for the rest of the year. What he did in his unilateral action was to give not only stimulus to the workers themselves, but to also incentivize employers to get people back on the payroll. And that's going to be a long-term benefit that's going to then result in, Joe, more tax dollars going to Washington, because higher-end tax earners are not given the payroll tax furlough for the rest of the year. You're talking about people that just make under $100,000. So
that's right.
Big earners like you and the bosses, they're going to be able to continue to file the payroll tax, and Social Security is going to be just fine. And today we're going to have Mr. Mnuchin's assistant, Dr. Monica Crowley, on at 5 p.m. to talk about this. But it's just an amazing way that the Democrats and the media have spun this.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're right, Joe.
Yeah.
The average worker, they're looking at what the president said and said, thank God he's there. If it weren't for him, if it was just a regular Republican or a regular Democrat, this never would have happened.
You know, Kevin, thank you for the call, man. Always appreciate it and your fine work on AM 970. The Answer, 5 o'clock. I love to the family, man. Right on the money. Onward and forward, man. We ain't going down. Kevin McCullough this afternoon at 5 o'clock to continue the fight. I'm so tired of the negativity. I'm so tired of when news breaks, rather than just give me the news. You know why I always retweet John Solomon, Just the News? If you go to Just the News, because it's Just the News. They give you the news. It's not like you watch the news. I sit there and then I'm watching. I say, wow, look what the president did. The press starts to attack him. It's Shark Week in Bedminster immediately, right? They're boom. And then I watch the network news. The president broke the law. It's probably illegal what he did. They don't tell me what the president did before you give me your narrative. This is an opinion show right here. We are a news. We are opinion here on AM 970, The Answer. And we're open to, you can give me a call if you disagree, for crying out loud. But if you're the mainstream media and you're called a quote unquote news organization, just give me the news. I don't care what you think. I don't care what your political affiliation is. Just give me the news. Unbelievable. 877-970-2999. The phones are open if you want to give us a call at 877-970-2999. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, Commissioner Bernard Kurik. You do not want to miss Bernie. He is fired up. Things happening in the police department, the way they're mistreating the NYPD. Bernie is a cop's cop, and you will hear the former commissioner of the NYPD join us. Also, Rob Schneider in the 9 o'clock hour. Lord knows we need to deviate and have a little laugh here and there. Rob actually has a Netflix special called, you want a politically incorrect title for a special? Go to Rob Schneider. It's called Asian Mama, Mexican Kids. How much do you love that? And John Lott is with us, too, economist. He is a Second Amendment advocate, president of Crime Prevention Research Center. John Lott on the show as well. Dr. Lott. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Again, 877-970-2999. Brandi Scott's in for Debbie Duhaime right here on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's actually a car fire over at the 59th Street Bridge. All lanes are currently blocked on the lower deck as you make your way into Queens. Pretty much at a standstill, both up and down there, trying to get across the East River. Some construction on the Grand Central heading eastbound. One lane blocked between Kew Gardens and Union Turnpike. Also repairs on the eastbound ramp to the Van Wyck, taking out a lane till about 4 o'clock today. LIE westbound jam between Main Street and Woodhaven Boulevard. Some slowdowns on the Cross Bronx heading westbound between White Plains Road and the Sheridan. After that, not too bad heading to the outbound George still. Over on the inbound side, going to run you about 10 minutes upstairs, looking good on the lower deck heading into the tolls. About a 15-minute wait inbound at both the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. And New Jersey Transit Pascack Valley line running with delays of up to 90 minutes in both directions. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon, warming up to about 93 degrees. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I was a fighter in the 70s. And when the 2000s hit, I had my shoulder operated on. And I'm thinking, okay, here it comes. And I heard the commercials. I thought, well, I might as well try this. I had retired from teaching karate in the late 90s. And right now I'm teaching again every week since I've been taking Balance of Nature. I'm back at it. And I'm actually sparring with these kids. I'll be 65 in June. It's almost like your body's been starving for this. And you start feeding it, and it, everything starts reversing itself. It's just a great thing. I'll keep being one of your preachers of this because it just works. And I can't thank Balance of Nature enough.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code THEANSWER.
Patriot Mobile is working harder every day to help keep conservatives grounded in their values. Just listen to why you should switch today. They are truly the only Christian conservative wireless service provider that is now number one in customer satisfaction of all wireless companies. You'll find a plan that will fit any budget when you talk to their U.S.-based customer service team. You will love them. Switch today. Get free activation and a free gift, as well as the broadest coverage on their dependable nationwide 4G LTE network. No other phone company will donate a portion of your bill to conservative organizations that support the First and Second Amendments. Pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, working for the needs of veterans and first responders. There's real power in your cell phone. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us on this Monday. It's 8:26 on AM 970 The Answer. As you know, our buddy Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created those Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial because with my schedule, forget about it. It's impossible. So when I go to bed, I'm telling you, when I use the mattress topper and I have the MyPillow and I have those Giza Dream Sheets, ultra soft, breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You got to check out these sheets. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. I'm not a sleep guy, but I have MyPillow everything, and I'm telling you, on the bed, and I think it really is why I can get a good night's sleep, and the Giza Dream Sheets are right there on top of everything. They come in a variety of sizes, by the way, and colors, and Mike is making a special offer for you kind enough to listen. You will receive two sets for one low price plus free shipping. These are the Giza Dream Sheets. Two sets for one low price plus free shipping. You got to call now, 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use that promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Please remember to use the promo code AM970. Two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price plus free shipping. 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central. Tonight at 7 on AM970. The Answer.
Oh, this is it. Moonlight in Vermont. The old man going up against summer wind. Yeah, you tell me.
Pennies in a stream. Falling leaves, a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont.
Oh, please, are you kidding me?
I see finger waves.
Frank Sinatra, we're just talking about it. Summer Wind, probably my favorite Frank Sinatra tune. People always ask that and Under My Skin, you know? But it's a summer, the vocal performance of Summer Wind, but that is right. You listen, if you get a chance to listen to Moonlight in Vermont. Oh, the way he drops down, holds the note, and like nobody else. He's the old man. He's the old man, Francis Albert Sinatra, with Joe Piscopo at 828. Let me go to Rosa in Brooklyn. Rosa, thank you for calling this morning. What is on your mind this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Joe. I am a registered Democrat, and I think I applaud what the president did. he did a beautiful thing to continue this unemployment for many, many workers as myself that are unemployed. And he really did a good thing. And I'm telling you the truth, I'm going to vote for him. And I think he was very courageous in what he did. And and these Democrats that took away this unemployment, instead of going for this 400 and not going for the 600, which I would have loved the 600, but if we can't get the 600, we take the 400. We take what the president can give. And these Democrats better start doing something. They're doing nothing. They're doing just the opposite. They're doing nothing for us. And I like what the president did. And I say for the Democrats, the normal Democrats, let them go for the president and vote for the president and show the rest of the Democrats that we're not online with you.
Yeah, Rosa, what a great phone call. Thank you so much. I feel the same way, you know. I mean, I was a Democrat my whole life, a Blue Dog Democrat. And then even when I voted for President Trump, hey, you know what? I was a Reagan Democrat. I voted for President Reagan, too, because I liked him, just liked everything he stood for, you know. But what Rosa's saying, and you just I don't want to discount that phone call. Because there's a regular down-to-earth, everyday listener to the show. And we're very, very privileged to have you listen to the show, Rosa, from Brooklyn. And everybody in New York, I'm going to vote Democrat. The Democrats don't respect the voters. The Democratic Party, why there was a walk-away rally in Beverly Hills, of all places, the heart of where the, you know, of liberal leftism is in Beverly Hills, right? There was a walk-away, walk away from the party because they're not listening. They're taking for the voters for granted, the Democrats are. In the inner cities, they're taking those folks in the most stressed areas of America they all have Democrat mayors, you know, they all voted within their community. We're going to vote this person and he or she's going to be the mayor. We're going to vote them as the Dem. And look what happened in New York. Look what the Democrats are doing in New York. Look what happened. Look at Chicago last night. They could care less that kids are killed every night in Chicago. They could care less. I'm telling you, they don't care. Yeah. And now they're riding a Tesla store. What are they going to do? Steal a Tesla now? Is that what they're going to do? I mean, what are you going to do? Why would you destroy a Tesla? I mean, so Rosa, you speak the truth. And when the president is bold enough to go up against his own party, you see that when I hear the news tries to make it negative, they go like this. President Trump voted against what other Republicans hate what the president did. And you know what I say? Right on, Mr. President. That's what I'm talking about. Go up against your own party because we're Americans. We're not Democrats. We're not Republicans. We're Americans. And what the president did was American last night. And you can say, well, he just did it. I don't care why he did it. He did it because he understood it. And whether there's a lot of things that maybe the president does for political, for political motives, or he does it for himself, whatever it is, I don't care. This was the right thing to do these executive orders right between the eyes of not only Pelosi, not only Nadler and Schiff and Swalwell and the Swamp and Chuck Schumer, right between their eyes. The president gave it to them, but right to the press that has been so irresponsible in reporting this pandemic, causing pandemonium is what they caused, for crying out loud. The press did irresponsible reporting. And then when the president signs this, they don't say, wow, Mr. President, what was your impetus? They don't even say, they start attacking him. Is this legal? They're like little, did you see them lined up? The shot that they had in Bedminster of the press, all those, they were just like reporters and they were all wearing their masks fine and great. Yeah, listen, I understand that, but they start yelling and the president goes, okay, next question. And they wouldn't stop. And the president went, and then then the press got booed by people who were members of Trump National there in Bedminster. They were booing the press. I loved it. I think the press should carry those people around. The president should carry those people around. Just do the right thing, man. That's all we care about. I mean, be objective, do the right thing. And these executive orders, the president had no choice but to do it. But this should put the Republicans and the Democrats on alert. you have a rogue president here that's going to do what he wants to do, and you better step up for the people. And the people are going to end up voting for President Trump because he had the guts to do what he did yesterday. Please, 877-970-2999. Commissioner Bernard Kerik's going to join us when we come back right now. Al has the headline news. It's a Monday. It's August 10th. Hey, you know what? We're going to get there. Despite it all, I swear to God, we're going to get there. 834, Al's got headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
77 degrees at 834. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There are still well over 100,000 residents in the New York City area without power from last Tuesday's storm on Long Island. Some 45,000 remain without the juice. PSE&G says crews continue to work around the clock, plan to have most Long Islanders back by the end of today. In New York and Westchester, Con Ed dealing with tens of thousands of outages. It was supposed to have everyone back yesterday, but is now saying most likely they'll get it back by 11 p.m. tonight. Connecticut has some 90,000 without power. New Jersey, outages are down to just a few thousand. Many have gotten their lights back over the weekend, but down in Monmouth County and Ocean County, people are still without power. An Elizabeth City councilwoman has been named to succeed Frederick Carr as interim business administrator for Perth Amboy. Patricia Perkins assumed her new duties last week. She brings to Perth Amboy more than 28 years of municipal management experience and was the first black president of the Elizabeth City Council. Perth Amboy City Council President William Petrick says they have not had any communication with Mayor Wilda Diaz since Carr was dismissed. City Councilman Helma Kaba also expressed concerns about Carr's departure. Kaba among several candidates running for mayor this fall. In sports, Zach Britton gave up the game-winning signal to Michael Perez in the ninth as the Yankees lost to the Rays at Tampa Bay 4-3. Jacob deGrom fanning six over five innings of two-run ball. Mets doubled up the Marlins 4-2 at Citi Field. Caris LeVert, he scored 27 as the Nets cut down the Clippers 129-120 in the NBA bubble in Orlando. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Good morning. The ones to avoid right now, the 59th Street Bridge. You are shut down on the lower deck. We've got a car fire just after the span as you make your way into Queens. This is also affecting Queens Plaza. That is closed. You're going to see some heavy slowdowns in both directions trying to move across the East River at the 59th Street Bridge. BQE on the eastbound side, broken down car over by McGinnis Humboldt. You are bumper to bumper from Metropolitan Avenue. Slowdowns on the Bruckner heading southbound, making your way toward the Sheridan. Heavy there from the Bronx River Parkway. Cross Bronx, some minor delays moving westbound between White Plains Road and the Sheridan. After that, not too bad heading to the outbound George. Over on the inbound side, going to run you about 5 minutes both up and down. Also inbound at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels will cost you about 5 minutes each. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon. We're going to reach the low 90s. Clear tonight. Temperatures dip into the mid 70s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Mako. Roll out refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Better get Mako.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our weekend special. Save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing and free premium delivery on most beds when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is Sebastian Gorka. I know you know the deep state has been plotting to destroy Donald Trump. Now, read all the details in a new book by my good friend, Matthew Whitaker, the former acting attorney general. It's called Above the Law. Read it and learn how Obamagate led to an unprecedented attempt to take down a duly elected president. Above the Law by Matthew Whitaker. It's a must read this summer. Above the Law is available everywhere books are sold.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Commissioner Currie, kind enough to join us momentarily. I wanted to tell you about Relief Factor because I love you. You gather, look, we gather around, right, every morning. It's a virtual kitchen table, I always say, and I love you. And I know everybody, and I see the numbers. I know everybody's listening, and we are humbled by that. So now I like to tell you things that can make your life better. That's why I love telling you about Relief Factor. I'm going to give you the phone number, and I'm going to tell you how you can get out of pain with this three-week quick start. It's only $19.95. You go to ReliefFactor.com, and check. It's 100% drug-free. It comes from Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor. My friends, kind enough to come on this show in New York, you know, and yet we go all around the country on AM 970 The Answer, and so many people are ordering Relief Factor. It's time that you do the same. Get out of pain. It's about a dollar a day to help you get out of pain. After that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. The three-week quick start from our friends at Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Give yourself 3 weeks. Okay. By the way, this quick start will be at your home in 2 to 3 days. Give yourself 3 weeks. For me, Relief Factor worked in 5 days. If that, 5 days, boom, I felt it virtually immediately. And that's for me. This ain't no clinical claim. I'm telling you what worked for me, what worked for Al, what worked for Debbie. We think it will work for you. The 3 week quick start. ReliefFactor.com. Let me give you the number a couple times. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Commissioner Bernard Kerik, former commissioner of the NYPD, kind enough to join us this morning. Commissioner, thanks so much. I know how busy you are. You're traveling all around. Thanks for taking the time with us today, Bernie. Hope all is well with you, my friend.
Doing okay. What's going on?
Well, we heard you were meeting with the president. I don't know whether to break confidence is. Can you tell us about you met with the president in Ohio last week, Bernie?
Well,
is
I was
that right?
I was at a fundraiser with him. I was with Geraldo Rivera. It was a great event. It was good to see him. Good stuff, really good stuff. The fundraiser was phenomenal. He did a great job in front of about, 500 people or so. It was a really good event. Good event.
He raised $5 million, and then he did $20 million. He raised $20 million in New York. And you're feeling the energy that you felt in 2016 when you go on the road with the president, Bernie Kerik.
Well, you know what, Joe? I have to tell you, the energy is it's more than 16. It's more than 16. What I'm seeing today is more than I saw in 16. So. I was pretty pleased, very pleased.
Yeah, Commissioner, if I may, I see the tweets. I've been following you, Bernie, on this. When those police officers went to Hell's Kitchen to get this creep that with a bullhorn went in the ear of a police officer during the riots. And the police go to take this guy down. Then all of a sudden there's a mob. And then the DA Cyrus Vance lets the guy go. I mean, and they had to step away from taking this guy down. Do you know the particulars of this case that I'm talking about, Bernie Kerik?
Yeah, I know some of the details, Joe, but I'm going to tell you something. You know, whether it's Vance or Brooklyn or any of these DAs, you know, this isn't only in New York City. We're having this problem all around the country. It's not just New York City. You've got left-wing, radical district attorneys, state's prosecutors that basically are villainizing the police. They're victimizing the thugs. They're allowing this lawlessness, this crazy behavior. It's really, really disturbing. And you got guys like Soros and these left-wing radical groups funding these DAs to get them in office. You know, they're trying to flip this country into socialism. They're trying to flip the country into communism. You've got a mayor, New York City mayor, who's an admitted Marxist. Back in 87, this guy was fighting for the Sandinistas, for God's sakes. Yeah. You know, this stuff is I never, you know, 100 years would believe that this would happen in this country. Never.
And it must be so frustrating for you after all the work that you've done for New York City. I mean, put at the ground zero during 9/11, Commissioner, what you and Mayor Giuliani went through. I mean, it's frustrating because it's just all spinning out of control. How do we get it back, Bernie? I mean, you could say vote, don't beat these people in, but for some reason, your friends and my friends, Bernie, they will vote blindly Democratic and you're going to get de Blasio forever. Will Governor Cuomo take charge of this, do you feel, Bernie?
No, he won't. He won't. He's had the opportunity to do it. He's had the opportunity already. You'd have to be you're an idiot. Or you're completely blind if you don't see what's going on in the city. And the governor knows what's going on. Last week, he sent out a message to all the rich and wealthy people that are leaving the city to come back to the city. De Blasio bashed him for it. De Blasio doesn't understand that those rich and wealthy people that are leaving the city, they're the ones that create the jobs. They're the ones that put the money into the city so people can come here, tourism. You know, the economic development, the real estate values go up. The money comes into the city. People have jobs in the city. That's where that stuff comes from. When those wealthy and rich people leave, you're turning the New York City into a slum. And you know, it's not just what Giuliani and I did and Bratton and Safer did. You know, keep in mind, Joe, after we left office in 2002, Mike Bloomberg came in for 12 years. 12 years. You have a 20-year span, 20 years of constant economic development, constant real estate value rising, constant tourism increases to all-time highs. We turned New York City into one of the greatest cities in the world, the largest safe city in the world, and this guy, in a matter of 6 years, has knocked it back. 30 years, he's knocked it back. You know, crime is up, shootings are up, murders are up. You know, the economic value of the city is decreasing substantially. Real estate values are decreasing. The people that own the buildings and own the businesses, they're getting out. Major businesses are closing. So, you know, all these people, these radical left-wing liberals, that they, you know, they feel it, you know, they're compelled to vote Democratic. They need to wake up or they're going to live in a slum like New York City was back in the 70s, 80s, in the early 90s.
And on the Upper East Side, their crime has exploded there as well. Is that correct, Commissioner?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, Joe? And it's not, you know, it's not just, you know, the harder communities. It's not just like Bed-Stuy and you know, East New York and things like that. Right. You've got shootings on the increase all over the city. You've got the Upper East Side. There was an article last week, a report. The Upper East Side, substantial robbery increases, shootings on the Upper East Side. This is the kind of stuff that was going on back in the 80s and 90s. And you know what, Joe? You know when the liberals of New York City, they voted Giuliani into office? When the city was imploding. When the city had nowhere to go but up because it had reached such rock bottom.
Right.
You had
right.
mothers putting their babies to bed in bathtubs, scared to death of random gunfire. Well, that's back. That fear, that deadly fear is back now. You've got people that don't want to go to a restaurant in New York City and sit outside because they're afraid of a gang of thugs that's going to run down the street and snatch their phones or rob them. You know what? That stuff is back. And when you have that kind of fear, nobody wants to live, visit, work, go to school in a place where they're not safe.
Commissioner Kirk, why do the politicians go after us, you and I? They have COVID checkpoints. They have COVID-19 checkpoints in New York. And now, and then explain this to me, Commissioner, if you would. Because you're a cop's cop. You know law enforcement better than anybody, Bernie. So, Joe, you guys, somebody has like a temperature. So, I mean, how do they check whether where you're from, number one? Number two, are you sick? Number three, where do you quarantine for 14 days? Right there at the train station? I mean, has anybody thought this out?
Man, listen, here's the reality. It doesn't make any difference. It's not really about the virus. It's about keeping the city closed. It's about getting mail-in voting. It's all about politics. On November 4th of this year, you won't hear anything about COVID. Yeah. I don't care what's going on. On November 4th, the day after the election, you're not going to hear anything about COVID. You're not going to hear it. Because the bottom line is, they have turned this whole COVID thing into a political move.
Yeah, and it's frustrating for the. I know, and
you,
I see.
You got all these checkpoints. You got all this violence and crime going on in the city.
Right. Exactly.
The governor's calling for people not to leave the city. And you got checkpoints for COVID? Really?
And why don't they go after the protesters? Is Governor Cuomo and de Blasio, they're afraid of the protesters?
They're not protesters, Joe. They're rioters.
Yeah.
They're anarchists. They're not protesters.
And the politicians are afraid. They don't have the guts to go after those people. They will go after you and I. God forbid we don't have a mask on. They will have the police take us and fine us. But for crying out loud, there's no consequences for these crimes. Any hope for New York City, Bernie Kurik? I mean, is New York going to awaken and put somebody in office that could turn the city around the way you and Mayor Giuliani did? So,
well, keep in mind, Joe, that you know de Blasio has another year to go, before he's out of office. This is only going to get worse before it gets better.
Hey, Commissioner, before we let you go, Bernie, if I may, on a personal note, the president in good spirits, confident. I know he's very cautious and he's campaigning very, very hard. It's a strange, strange thing that's happening because we have no conventions per se. We have no Donald Trump rallies per se. How was the president when you saw him in Cleveland, if I may ask, Bernie?
He was in great spirits. Geraldo and I talked to him for a couple minutes, took a photo together, and he was in great spirits. I'm telling you, Joe, the enthusiasm with the crowd, the enthusiasm overall, and keep in mind, this was in Cleveland, Ohio. You know, they raised $5 million at that fundraiser in Cleveland.
Yeah.
That's saying something. People
You're
are coming
right.
out.
You're right.
You know what I
Commissioner,
mean?
I know how busy you are, Bernie. I know you're traveling all around. We appreciate you always taking time with us, Bernie. And hopefully we'll see you sooner than later, my friend. God bless. And you know what, Bernie Kurik, thank you for your service to the great city of New York, sir.
Thanks, Joe.
Yes, sir. Born in Newark, New Jersey, by the way, Bernard Kurik. Yes. Oh, yeah. Always a Jersey guy, right? Former commissioner of the NYPD. Hey, Joe on the radio. It is, it's already 8:51. Let's go to Brandy Scott. She's in for Debbie Duhaime, checking out traffic right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Still crawling, trying to make your way across the East River over at the 59th Street Bridge. Car fire has been extinguished just after the span of the lower deck heading into Queens. One lane is back open, but you are bumper to bumper from the Manhattan side. A lot of extra volume on the LIE heading westbound, approaching Main Street. Delays stretch back to Woodhaven Boulevard. Jackie Robinson, a slow go eastbound Metropolitan Avenue through to Kew Gardens. Construction on the Grand Central eastbound on the ramp to the Van Wyck. One lane down there till about 4 o'clock today. Cross Bronx looking good, heading to the outbound George. No major complaints from the Sheridan through to underneath the apartments. FDR Drive on the northbound side. Watch out for a collision. It's taking out the center lane by 61st Street. Heading inbound across the Hudson River. It'll run you about 5 minutes upstairs at the George. Lower deck in pretty good shape right now. A 5-minute wait inbound at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. And 90-minute delays on New Jersey Transit's Pascack Valley line because of an earlier down tree. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970 The Answer.
Dennis Prager explains how America survives.
We're multi-ethnic, but we're not multicultural. If you are multicultural, your culture will not survive. America is the biggest experiment in history of multi-ethnicity, multi-race, multi-ethnicity. The only possible way it can succeed, the only, is if it is unicultural.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees after this whole pandemic is over, plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Fresh sea air, beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment, immaculate facilities, plenty of space. What's not to love? Your guests are sure to be impressed and comfortable aboard the Atlantis Mega Yacht. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out each year for our big client cruise event. Captain Fred and the New York Cruises staff go above and beyond with every detail. Our clients love it. Go ahead and start planning your standout event now. Whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, anniversary celebration, why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970, The Answer, for 10% off your booking. It's a special offer given the times. Consider booking now to save later. 212-633-1231 or visit NewYorkCruises.com.
Who's your wireless provider? AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile? Larry Elder here. What if I told you Pure Talk USA uses the exact same network as one of those carriers? Same towers, same exact coverage, but literally cost you half. I know, sounds crazy. And when I first heard about Pure Talk, I thought, this has to be too good to be true. But then I became a customer, and let me tell you something. The savings are real. The coverage is great. But how do they make it so affordable, you ask? Well, there's no retail store, so low overhead. You're not funding their billion-dollar ad campaigns, and you're only paying for the data you need. No contract, no excessive fees. You'll enjoy unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigs of data, all for just $20 a month. That's right, the average person is saving $400 on their wireless bill. So grab your mobile phone, dial #250 and say Larry Elder. When you do, you'll get $250 off any iPhone, including the new brand new iPhone SE. Again, that's #250 and say keyword Larry Elder.
Thank you, Larry. Joe Piscopo telling you about Connors and Sullivan. I'm telling you what you got to do. You got to put everything in order. Your estate. Are you worried about nursing home bills? You know, those bills can get out of hand. And people work their entire lives to live comfortably in retirement and to leave their hard-earned dollars to loved ones or charities of their choice. You know, like your favorite morning show. I just saying. Well, I tell you, if you want a power of attorney, you want a healthcare proxy, a living will, you know, an estate plan, you have to go to Connors and Sullivan. Now, you can call Mike Connors and schedule a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mr. Connors himself to discuss your issues and concerns from the security of your own home. You could call 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. I told you, my consigliere, my son, my big boy, Joey, I went back and forth this weekend just on certain things, you know. I would never be on top of this. We just don't have the time. We're working. We're busy. I'm telling you, listen to what my son did. He said, go to Mike Connor. I called Mike. Mike took care of everything. Boom, in a second. 718-238-6500. It was so easy. And when I tell you, and I always tell you this, the weight of the world off my shoulders, because I worry about the legacy for my kids, especially in these uncertain times. You want to lock it in, and you can get a free initial comprehensive telephone talk with Mike himself, Mike Connors himself, if you call 718-238-6500. Put everything in order, okay? The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning, like Mike always says, is not planning at all. 718-238-6500 or go to ConnorsandSullivan.com. Joe Lumber, our marathon man meteorologist. We got a hot one today, Joey, huh?
Yeah, we do. Sunshine already, and the temperatures are shooting up toward 80 degrees. We're headed to 90 or so this afternoon. In fact, throw in the humidity, it's going to feel like it's about 98 or 100 this afternoon. Just hot stuff.
I love it. I love it. It's going to stay with us.
So do I.
I really do. Most of the week is going to be like that, Joe.
The heat with us today and tomorrow starts to ease up a little bit Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. A few more clouds around, a little better chance for thunderstorms. But it's humid all week long. It's going to feel like the tropics. And that's why we have the heat advisory from now all the way through Wednesday evening. So just have to dodge some thunderstorms, I think, on Wednesday.
Okay. An allergy report, sir.
Balance of Nature brings you today's allergy report. It's moderate to high. It looks like it's going to stay that way most of the week, unfortunately.
All right. Well done, Joe. Thank you. Joe Lumberg from the Weather Answer Desk. Hey, Rob Schneider. You know Rob from SNL. He's got a new Netflix special. It's called Asian Mama, Mexican Kids. You don't want to miss Rob on the show. Dr. John Lott as well. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio. Happy Monday. We're coming right back.